Practical Project Risk Management, the ATOM Methodology, 3rd edition, written by David Hilson and Peter Simon, narrated by Peter Noble. A note to the listener. Throughout this narration, there will be references to figures. Please visit www.bkconnection.com/audiobooks/Hilson-practical. That's Hilson-practical to download a PDF file containing these figures, as well as the appendix. Foreword to the 3rd edition. Newspapers and websites are full of stories about projects that are over time, over budget, and not delivering the scope that was promised. In addition, there are many projects, small and large, that never make the headlines, but also suffer from time and cost overruns. We know that the environment in which we execute our projects is full of uncertainties and risks, but apparently we fail to account for the effects of risks that affect our projects, and we keep making promises that cannot be kept. When studying this a bit deeper, it turns out that there are several reasons for not delivering on our project promises. First, we do not make a clear distinction between uncertainties and risks, where uncertainties are the natural fluctuations that occur in purchase costs, execution times, and product quality. Risk, on the other hand, is different. This concerns events that may or may not happen, and if they do, will influence our project objectives. Because risky events may not happen, it is relatively easy to ignore them. Unfortunately, the effects of many risks are several orders of magnitude larger than the effects of natural variance. Some of these risks will occur, and when they do, they have a big effect on our project outcomes. Second, we often fail to systematically identify, categorize, and communicate the risks on our projects. The fact that we're not able to control everything on our project is seen as a weakness. We have a feeling that risks are better kept secret, especially for the client, but often also for ourselves. This means that when a risk event occurs, we are caught unprepared. Third, because we don't account for risks properly, and many of the risks are downside risks, our estimates for scope, time, and quality are often too optimistic. Optimistic estimates also win contracts. Many tenders in public.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?